Hey, it's a quarter past and a little bit beyond here. Mabel Louise is ready to join us. Hello.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Well, the sun's trying to play a peekaboo with us today. When I got up this morning early, it was beautiful sunshine, and then I looked out again in my office window, and sure enough, it was cloudy. But you know what? That's Wisconsin. Even the weather people say, wait a minute, and it'll change. Well, it's a good day to be alive and to be well, isn't it? Pray for those dear, dear people who are hurting so deeply, having the terrible virus, and, oh, those families that have lost loved ones. Do pray for them, and I know you are. And guess what? Tomorrow is Good Friday. Oh, my goodness. A lot of us normally would be attending a worship service at our local church. And then comes Easter on Sunday. How I'm going to miss my Christian friends at church and hearing in live at the preach the gospel message. But fortunately, many of the pastors are sending out their message anyway via some type of media. And hopefully these days of coronavirus experience, hopefully it'll make us want to be more faithful to attend all of those services in the future. Isn't it interesting that we can always learn good lessons from tough times? I know I do. Today, I've entitled my message, Easter Resurrection, Come Running. Yes, running. And I love reading the beautiful resurrection stories that are found in the Gospels. Every year I enjoy reading all four from Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John because each one gives her own personal testimony and personal details, and that really makes the story exciting. Well, as I was reading the account in all four of those Gospels, I noticed something, and there was a lot of resurrection running. That's right, running. So I noticed this because my grandchildren, or many of them, are runners or walkers and runners. And two of my grandsons I know have run in the marathon. So that interested me for something different. And it's no accident that every gospel account of the resurrection mentions running. So let me just read them to you. I've separated each of those verses found from Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I've saved you some time so you don't have to look them up. Let me read them, okay? Matthew 28, 7 and 8 says, "And go quickly, tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall you see him. Lo, I have told you." And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did, here it is, run to bring his disciples word. Now that was Matthew. Let me turn to Mark, chapter 16. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, brought spices that they might anoint Jesus, and they encountered the angel who said, "Be not afraid. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He's not here. Behold the place where they laid him. But go your way. Tell the disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall you see him, as he told you. So they went out quickly and fled in the King James, ran in the Revised. So they ran, there's that word again, from the sepulcher, for they trembled and were amazed. And then let's go to Luke. Luke 24 says, Peter got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves. And he went away wondering to himself, what happened? Okay, let's run over to John chapter 20. So Peter and the other disciples started for the tomb. Both were, where is this word, running. But the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. You know who that other disciple was? That was humble John. Yeah, the one who loved Jesus so much. Well, Peter bent over and looked in the strips of linen lying there, but didn't go in. Then Simon Peter, who was behind him, arrived and went into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the burial cloth that had been around Jesus' head. The cloth was folded up by itself, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple who had reached the tomb first also went inside. He saw and believed. I was so impressed as I read these running accounts. Notice the urgency and excitement of the people involved and how they followed the angel's instructions to go and tell. You know what? That need is just as urgent then and urgent today. And those of us who know and love Jesus, yes, we need to run and get busy and tell the truth of the gospel to a lost and dying world, so many without the Savior. I was particularly impressed reading Matthew 28, where the angel said these words, listen, come see the place where the Lord lays, and go quickly and tell his disciples, he is risen. There are four little words in that statement that should be and could be a challenge for you and me. Let me list them. Come, see, go, and tell. Well, here's a salvation message and a missionary text all combined. Jesus did say, come to me, all you who are labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Aren't you glad for that promise? No matter what the problem is, yes, he wants us to come to him, and for sure he will listen and he will help us. The Lord loves you and me so much that he was willing to be crucified and rise from the dead. There was a woman who was trapped on the top floor of a burning building. The flames and the smoke blocked every single way of escape. So when the firefighters arrived, one of the men went up a ladder to the window where the woman was screaming for help. And with an outstretched arm, he offered to save her. But when she looked down and saw the great distance to the ground and that shaky ladder, she panicked and she drew back into that smoky room. The men begged her and screamed for her to trust him, but his pleas were rejected. Finally, before being forced to return to the ground, the fireman said, with tears in his eyes, "I did everything that I could to save her, but she wouldn't let me." Maybe I'm talking to someone today, and you have a friend or even a family member that has urged you to trust Christ, and you have answered some other time, or maybe when I get older, or maybe someday I'll want to trust Christ. As a believer, how many times have you tried to share Christ with someone and they refused, and you felt like the fireman and said, "I tried so hard, but they just wouldn't"? It reminded me of how over the many years we've been on the air at WWIB, and we have over and over offered salvation. I know I have on my broadcast. And so many of you listeners have refused. Ouch. But today, I beg you, don't be one among those to whom the Lord would say, "I did everything that I could to save them, but they wouldn't let me." Why don't you trust Jesus today and see the joy and the peace that only Jesus can give you? So let me end the broadcast by encouraging each of us as believers to run, to go, and to tell the beautiful Easter story. Jesus' last message to all of us was, "Go, therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." So let me end with this statement. When the Lord says, "Go, run," how can we say no? It's been good to be with you. Bye-bye.